Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello to suggestible listeners. It's the time to suggest things to you.
Oh, that's right. You have to listen to this. There's nothing else going
no,
on.
No.
You have to listen to it.
No.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, no.
Hello, I'm Claire. James is here also. We're married. This is Suggestible Podcast. We also have a small baby here too.
That's right. And she's got something to say. Hail Satan.
Whoa. Oh, my God. That's her first words.
Step back, baby. That was a big that's a big statement for a small person. Goodness me.
Anyway, well, it's a suggested thing. So we just hope you're staying safe out there. Do what you got to do. Mask up if you can. Wash your hands. Be safe.
Exactly. Build a spaceship. We may all need it.
Oh, my God. Take me with you.
I know. What are you saying?
Actually, no, I like it here.
Yeah, you like it here. It's your home. You wouldn't cope anywhere else.
Nah.
You love your home.
It's true.
Yeah, cool. Okay, let's get straight to it, Jimba. Is it my turn? Your turn.
Go first. I don't mind.
Yes, I can go first. Ha ha. Ladies first this week, guys. Ladies to the front. Okay, so my first recommendation is really fun. You recommended it to me and you've watched it with me too.
Nah.
It's called Love Wedding Repeat. It's a movie. Yeah. I know you didn't love it, but I loved it. It's
on Netflix. And then I didn't like it as much.
Yeah, I see that. I still loved it. It's on Netflix. It was just released really recently. It's from the writers of one of my favorite British comedy films, black comedies, Death at a Funeral, which was released in 2007. So that's an old one. But I love that movie. We saw that at the movies together.
Did. And then there was a remake with Chris Rock.
Yeah, I never saw that one. No, brilliant. And Love Wedding Repeat is just, it's a fun kind of rom-com. I think it's just, it's what you need to watch right now. Because you need some distraction.
We mentioned before that like the rom-com has kind of died off in a big way. But streaming services have kind of revived
that. Yeah, they've really revived it. And I am all here for it.
Yeah.
Because I often just go and watch When Harry Met Sally to make myself feel better. Sure. Or You've Got Mail. This particular movie is excellent. So the central character, Jack, it starts off with him at a wedding, his sister's wedding day in Italy. And there's just a whole lot of guests that
kooky and colourful British characters.
Correct, exactly. Like his angry ex-girlfriend, an uninvited, coked-up guest with a secret, a misplaced sleep sedative that kind of gets things going. I know I'm not making any sense. Collings,
no, that makes sense. Collings is going to make sense of it all. He'll put the words in the right
order. I have running on low sleep. Basically, there's this like very attractive girl that like gets away in because of like circumstances that are quite funny, and he spends the wedding trying to like get her while also keeping things afloat with his sister and her Italian husband and the Italian family.
Mamma mia.
And all the things. Jack, the central character, is played by Sam Claflin, who you'd recognize from Pirates of the Caribbean, and he plays Finnick in The Hunger Games.
He's the guy with the trident.
He is, rah, the trident. I don't know if why I said rah.
Rah.
Is that the traditional sound of when you throw a trident?
Yeah, you go rah. And the trident goes, yeah.
I knew I liked tridents. Are they the one that aren't
three
tridents?
Spears, 3 points.
Yeah, that's what in The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Her dad has a trident.
He does. Aquaman has one.
Yeah, which that character in The Little Mermaid of the dad and the, you know, Ariel is very problematic.
You know what's interesting about that guy? How come he's so ripped? Because underwater you wouldn't be able to lift weights in the same way that you would above land.
Oh, James, you know, mermen are just naturally ripped.
I think it's part of the swimming because you're constantly swimming.
Well, yeah, you would always be working out or hardly working.
But why isn't everybody ripped?
Under the ocean.
Why is Ursula so fat?
She's an octopus.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. That's the statement. It's so problematic, that movie, even though I love it. Anyway, back to it. Sam, plays Finnick in The Hunger Games with his trident. And his love interest is played by Olivia Munn, who is beautiful and funny. She is in the X-Men where she plays, am I going to say this right, Psylocke?
Yes, that's right.
Is that right? Excellent. And
she's also
in the
movie.
Lego Ninjago movie. And my favorite, she's in Magic Mike, where she plays Joanne with the delicious Channing Tatum.
Have you seen Magic Mike?
Of course I've seen Magic Mike.
I'm trying to think, because I think I started, because it's a good movie, right? Because people are like, it's a good movie. Even if you're a dude, you're going to like this movie.
It's mainly very sexy.
Have you seen
men.
The second one? Magic Mike 2 Electric.
That's bad.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I tried. I mean, I still watched it. Don't get me wrong. I'll watch Channing Tatum do anything. That guy can dance.
Yeah, he's a dancer.
My God. If I could have Channing Tatum recite poetry to me while dancing, well, you'd be in trouble.
Certainly.
Maybe I'd change my name for Channing Tatum.
How dare you?
Harking back to our discussion from last week. No, I wouldn't. I love you very much. Can you learn to dance, Channing? Though?
No, fuck that. You.
I can dance. I'm a good dancer. People mention it. It's one of my many skills.
That's probably true.
My hips don't lie.
They do. A little bit. But they've known to tell a fib or two.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how sidetracked.
Like,
by
it's
Magic
very
Mike.
Much in the vein of like Four Weddings and Funeral and that, but there is like a time twist that happens in it. Which I think kind of devalues the whole first half of the movie. And then you kind of set on a different path. And I'm like, this is slightly less interesting now.
Do you think that's like it's because that's too easy?
It's too easy and it's more kind of like, well, that stuff didn't really matter and now this matters. This is the real whatever. And it's still like this. It's funny, but it's not like hilarious. But it's well acted and everyone's...
I actually think it is hilarious though.
I think it's funnier until that... twist bit.
Then I think just maybe like, just the twist annoyed you and then from then on you couldn't find it funny anymore.
Maybe. But it's good and it's totally good and that's good.
All right. Well, I really loved it. I also love Italy and it's lovely to watch something we set in Italy where I know things are very tough there at the moment and it's lovely to just watch something that celebrates what a beautiful country it is. And also romance, comedy. Yeah, who doesn't love those things? So, yeah, I'd really recommend that. Love, wedding, repeat. Okay, now tell us your boring, terrible crap thing.
I actually have something called The Way Back. It's directed by Gavin O'Connor,
who you
might know.
Oh, my God, is it like The Way Back from some terrible event?
Yes. It's by the – he directed Miracle. He directed Warrior. Have you seen Warrior? It's about MMA. It's got Joel Edgerton.
No.
It's mixed martial arts.
I like Joel Edgerton.
Apparently it's not accurate to MMA, mixed martial arts.
You mean – okay, so MDMA?
It's a drug.
Yeah, I know. Well,
MMA
so what
is
are you
mixed. It's like ultimate fighting. What? You fight
what?
In a ring,
what?
In an octagon. Fight an octagon, and it's just anything
you
goes.
You fight an octopus.
Like it, you get.
Yeah. Hang on, no. You fight an octagon, an eight-sided shape.
Yes, you fight an eight-sided shape.
Do you mean you fight in an octagon?
Well, that is what I said. Yes, Claire.
I thought you, and then I had this image of like an octagon, big, like put him up with like little fists. Pow pow.
Wait, the octagon has pew, fists. Pew.
Yeah, two.
Do you ever wish you were dead?
No, but
I'm
you
asking
do.
The listeners. I'm not talking to you. People listening, do you ever wish that you were dead? Please
James
email in.
Every day. Because I spend most of my life skipping around him, poking him.
That's right. Anyway, you should
like
watch Warrior.
And an octagon.
It's like the Warriors. Warriors like Rocky.
Pew, 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 pew.
Warriors like Rocky, pew, but
I'm
it's
an
MMA.
Octagon.
I also did
I'm
The Accountant.
An octagon. I like to punch people. Pew, pew.
Did you see The Accountant with Ben Affleck?
No.
He's an accountant, but he's also an assassin. Anyway, this movie.
Is he a sassy assassin?
No, he's an autistic
assassin.
I've really
fallen into a rabbit hole where I'm laughing at my own jokes that no one else will laugh at.
No, I'm sure there's, because some people love that. They're like, this is what I tune in for.
Ben Affleck is a sad man.
Well, that's what this is about.
You feel for Ben Affleck, I can tell.
Look, and he's not a perfect bloke by any stretch. He's done stupid things and he has a dumb tattoo on his back.
But
he also has substance abuse problems and everything.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You feel for him. You have a soft spot in your little beating heart for him.
Anyway.
I do as well, especially because he has a terrible tattoo.
I said that. You're saying things that we've already said.
Yeah, well, I don't know what day it is, so I'll repeat those.
I'll tell you what day it is.
Go on Google. Ben Affleck's tattoo, guys.
Everyone knows that, Claire. Everybody,
not everyone knows.
Because everybody who listens to this listens to The Weekly Planet and we constantly bring it up because that show is more successful.
Oh, wow, wow.
All of your comic
not
book and
all.
Actor references related to people in comic book movies have already been covered on The Weekly Planet podcast.
Yeah, but not everyone listens to The Weekly Planet.
That's true, because some people are like.
Because some people are like, my husband listens to The Weekly Planet and now I listen
it.
To Suggestible. Suggestible's better because Claire.
I hate Nick Mason.
Better. No, no one hates Nick Mason. Nick Mason is a god among men and I will not hear have you talking about him in any other way.
Okay. Anyway, do you want me to start talking about this movie yet?
Yes. Oh, my phone's ringing.
Oh, thanks. What? It's just when we need another distraction.
Okay, go.
Anyway,
Tell
The Way Back, it stars Ben Affleck and he's an alcoholic construction worker who becomes the head coach of a basketball team at his old high school where he was a champion basketball player. But he quit. He quit. He was the best basketball player they'd ever seen. So at this moment in his life, he's divorced and he's aimless and he's drinking and he's just slowly killing himself for reasons that you find out later in the movie. And ultimately, though, this movie is about redemption and how he uses this job and this responsibility to kind of deal with some of the issues and the grief that have happened in his life. And also parallels with Ben Affleck's struggle with alcoholism in real life, because he kind of, he's got that look of, because you do see it when he kind of, because he has very famously fallen off the wagon, he does get that kind of bloated, kind of red-eyed kind of look about him. Mm. You know, when you see, which happened after Justice League or whatever, the famously images of him being like completely sourced, you know. So it's interesting how it's about redemption. And also, again, it parallels his kind of redemption arc in real life, because at the moment he's actually doing quite well and he's been quite open about impact that it's had on his family and the reason behind his divorce and all of those and the impact on his kids and all those kinds of things. So I just think it's a really kind of, like, it is depressing, but ultimately it's about hope and it's also a little bit about basketball. So if you love hope and basketball, Together at Last.
That sounds great.
It is good. You should watch it.
I should. I will actually. Mm. I will watch that one. Yeah. I won't watch Better Call Saul, but I might just watch that way back. All right. Where can I find it?
It's on Amazon, I think. Where did I buy it on? You can buy it. It's on one of the platforms.
Cool. All right. Yeah. You can purchase it. Okay, cool. My turn.
Yeah.
All right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I'm recommending another comedy special. You can tell I've been watching some things to cheer my old bones up.
Yes.
This one is Douglas by Hannah Gadsby. So it's a follow-up from Nanette, which was her wildly successful
breakout
show, which is I saw live actually in Melbourne.
You did.
And
we've talked
everybody
about it.
Sobbed and it was amazing and terribly sad at the same time. And so this is her follow-up, which, you know, second album, notoriously hard to do. And I think this was good. Like, it's not – she does a really great job of setting up your expectations at the very beginning. She literally just says, this is not going to be Nanette. It's not going to be, like, profoundly sort of, you know, I don't know, traumatic and all of those sorts of things, because she used up all her trauma, I guess, in the first episode. She said if she knew she was going to be – it would be so lucrative, maybe she would have, you know, spread it out a bit more. So once you kind of understand that she's not trying to go for, like, another Nanette – it's clever and funny. She talks about autism and identifying as autistic. She does her clever thing of laying out exactly what she's going to do with you and the way that she manipulates the audience.
I like how she deconstructs a joke.
Yeah,
like
she
that,
really deconstructs it, and then she delivers, and it is just as hilarious as you think it will be.
Do you think it's as good?
No, it's not as good as Nanette. No, I don't think – I think Nanette is
– I mean, that's like
– that's a whole other thing. Yeah, it's I mean, Nanette is basically her – laying bare years and years of trauma, and it's more than a comedy show, Nanette. It's like a really important, I think, historical piece too. Yeah.
And you wouldn't just want, like, this is Nanette too, more trauma.
No,
like,
exactly.
Yeah,
no,
I think that would cheapen it also.
Exactly, because Nanette was basically her announcement that she was leaving comedy because of
well,
what
lie,
it had done to her. Yeah, I know. There's some comedians have made some very funny jokes about that. Yeah. But this is fun, and it's not – she said in Nanette, she talks about how comedy is, digging into your trauma and then also basically living in that space so you never get to move on from it, and also making fun of yourself to a point that's really hurtful and damaging to your psyche. And in Douglas, she doesn't do that.
Yeah, right.
She clearly is just enjoying herself. Like, she opens with the fact she loves her dogs and she's just got them to build a dog out of crayons. For no reason. She's just like, this is what happens when you have a successful comedy special, a dog out of crayons. And I just love that she clearly is someone who is just enjoying herself.
Hey man, she should enjoy it. Good on her.
She should. Yeah. So yeah, I really liked it. And if you want to chuckle and a laugh, and she does have some very important things to say about identifying as autistic and also just again about the old patriarchy and history and all of those things. Oh, I didn't come for a bloody
lesson, Claire.
And she does a classic joke about Louis C.K. Also. So.
Oh, right, yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, no, I would recommend that. That's on Netflix. So
it sounds
yeah.
similar. And I've talked about this on my more successful podcast, The Weekly Planet. But Patton Oswalt's new special, it's called I Love Everything. And it's basically he's kind of moved past because he lost his wife. And the last special was about that. And this is more kind of a more uplifting kind of fun. And again, I don't think it's as good because it's how can you replicate that? You can't. But it's a different thing, and it's like it's good to see somebody kind of moving past some things that have happened to them.
Yeah. I really like Patton Oswalt.
He's great. I've always loved him. Saw him live in Australia once.
He's also in that show
United States of Tara.
Yeah, United States of Tara, and I just thought he was
and
really,
really
great.
And many other things.
That. Yeah, totally.
I'm
going to
recommend a comic.
a graphic novel, a picture book, if you will.
Yes, it's written by Declan Shavey. Sorry, I said Declan. It's Declan Shavey.
That's an unfortunate. I was going to say Declan.
That's a great name. But that's how the New Zealanders say Declan. With art by Gary Fullerton and Rebecca Nally.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Are you really going to do this again, Claire? It's about an Irish.
I just was making a joke about the fact that when New Zealanders say the number 6, they say 6.
Yes, that was implied in my joke. Classic. Claire. You're explaining the joke.
Yeah, but people don't get your jokes; they get mine. All right.
Do you ever wish you were dead? I'm still talking to the audience.
Don't reuse that trope. They know you're secretly very happy and love me a lot.
It's about an Irish gangster. But he's a young gangster. He's on the run after a job gone wrong, and he stumbles upon in the bog, in the Irish kind of moors in the hills at night. This gangster who's on the run from other gangsters for something that he did in the organization, which upset people.
I just had another stuck.
Please, Claire, I want to go to bed. Please let me finish this so I can lie down for just a goddamn minute. He stumbles upon a young woman who's also lost in the Dublin mountains, and he's injured and is unarmed, and they must evade their pursuers and work together. And there's a bit of a kind of, and also, but these grounds that they're running on, they've got this history of unspeakable murder that has kind of happened there, and people use it to dump bodies and things, like really nefarious things have happened over the years. So it's like it's a graphic novel. You can buy it digitally or in real life, which you can. Comics are kind of thin on the ground at the moment because they stopped printing a lot of them. But there are some new ones, and this is a newish one.
Awesome.
Please, now go on your little thing that you're going to do, and I'll leave.
No, it's fine. I think that sounds great.
You don't.
I won't read it, but I know I should. I used to love comics. I loved Asterix.
Oh, my God. Again with the Asterix. I know. You can't just keep saying, I love Asterix. You love Asterix. You don't love comics. You love Asterix.
Yeah, I never said that I love comics. All right, can I recommend another thing?
You just said I love comics. What are you talking about?
Okay.
It'd be like saying, I only eat rice, but I love food. It's like, you like one
thing. Alrighty. Are you done?
Are you?
No. Never. I will never be done.
Have you got one more or is that it?
Yeah, I've got a whole lot of things, mate.
Well, let's save them for other weeks.
It's only 20 minutes, though.
Oh, my God.
We've still got time. We got so much time.
But didn't you start?
Yeah.
How was this so short?
I don't know. We're really...
We don't have to do
And we also
minutes.
Had a call in the middle of it.
We did.
Well, I am just going to talk about one more thing. How about that? How about them apples? It's a subscription service. By us.
Oh, no.
I know.
What have you done?
I know. So this has been in the works for a while with lovely Mark Chatterley from In Here Entertainment. Yeah. And he makes our USB tapes for the US, right. for the USB for the Weekly Planet. And this is a subscription service called Big Sandwich.
That's right.
Have you talked about it on the Weekly Planet?
Maybe by the time this comes out, probably, I would say.
Probably,
yeah.
Okay,
we have talked about it previously though, yeah.
Right, excellent. So for a while now, people have been asking us where they can get access to our podcast ad-free.
And guess what? You can't.
And guess
Until
Big Sandwich. So it's a subscription where you pay $9 a month, which is the equivalent to a big sandwich, and you can have access to Suggestible, the most popular podcast. No, Suggestible, The Weekly Planet, Caravan of Garbage, and a brand new podcast from Meso and James.
Yes.
All ad-free for the cost of a sandwich.
It's ad-free, but there's also bonus stuff. We're hoping to do some bonus stuff for this when the baby kind of is a bit older and we can kind of do some more
stuff. Yeah, so she can do a little dance.
But Mason and I are aiming to do at least one bonus episode of something a week, whether it be the new podcast that we're doing or a movie commentary, and it's just all the extra new stuff that you would get. Through Patreon, we're kind of shifting it over to there, though Patreon will still exist.
Yeah, so if you have a Patreon subscription and you already contribute, that will go towards the $9 a month.
That's right.
So, and just to be super clear, we will still have everything available for free.
Still available,
the same. So Don't know why you'd subscribe.
That's not what you. That's not how you do a hard sell, Claire. What you say is you're missing out on great content.
You are, yeah.
And also, this is our living, and it's you know, it's who knows how long this internet's going
to
last.
I know. So one of the reasons, like, to be fair, to be real, to be serious,
be real for a second.
Let's be real. No, one of the reasons we organized it is because of the state of the planet at the moment. YouTube has shown itself to be more unstable.
Lost a lot of sponsors because of
particularly in podcasting, most of our sponsors have pulled out for the year, and so
again, not dire. But no. We also want to set up a platform that we control, basically.
So if
this continues to happen or happens again, we want something that we can fall back on.
Yeah, exactly. And also it's just because I've been asked so much about whether it's possible for us to provide the shows ad-free. So that's what this is. And I think it's really fun and we would love it if you could support us. And if you can't, that is totally understandable as well because the world is in a very strange, difficult situation. But there'll be more information about that coming very soon and we'll put all the links and everything to it as it is released. We were sort of hoping to release it a bit sooner, but a baby happened.
Ready and we're like, just give me a goddamn minute.
Give me a goddamn second. But Collings and
And it's also because
Mark
we also pay people. Like obviously we've got Collings, we've got Ben, you know, I've got Matt, Mitch, you know, there's editors and various people as well. We also pay ourselves. We pay Nick Mason.
We do,
it's part of that as well to make sure that everybody still gets paid.
And we can still keep the lights on basically at Planet Broadcasting.
But again, you don't have to. And that's completely understandable that you would not because it's $9 a month and what's Netflix? Like the same? Like doesn't even make any sense. Why would you pay for this?
Okay, this is not.
Doesn't even make any sense,
We are not
Claire.
Good at selling things. Anyway, however, we would really appreciate it if you have, if it is something that you can do.
Or but are interested you in.
All good. Correct.
All right.
All right. Yeah, so that's been the show. Oh, do you have a review for us?
No, I don't.
Jimba Job. Okay, well, I've got an email, so do you want me to read my email first?
This is from
I'm more organized than you.
Lexstatic says, the podcast is also the Untitled Goose Game. 5 stars. Hey. Mr. and Mrs. Sunday have crafted the perfect quarantine podcast. Endless lists of stuff to watch, read, and eat. The care chemistry and upbeat mood is a joy. And James's review of the Untitled Goose Game also perfectly summarizes this pod. It's short and fun. It won't change your life, but what will? I did say that maybe.
And nothing will.
Nothing will.
Nothing will.
Nothing will change your life.
Yeah. Just so listen, watch, and read some stuff and be kind. That's all I reckon. Okay, well, if you also would like to email the show, we would love you to email us at suggestiblepod@gmail.com. This is an email from Alex O. Hi, Claire and James. I've been a fan of James since his first YouTube channel. He is awesome.
Yeah, I am awesome.
There you go.
Finally somebody said it.
I know. It's only taken 20
I'm getting told that I'm a virtue signaler on other days. So this is really nice.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad you could get a little bit of a pep in your step.
Thank you. It's already worn off.
Okay.
I need another hit. All right. What else is he saying?
I listen to Suggestible Pod on my Spotify iPhone on my phone. Cool. Excellent. My recommendation is the extras in Disney Plus. I haven't seen these. Have you seen these?
I know. I haven't, but I know what these are.
Oh, there's trailers, deleted scenes, director commentaries, etc. Most movies have at least one extra clip. I love that when you finish watching a movie and you can go and watch the extras.
There's a bunch of behind the scenes stuff. Like the Mandalorian has an entirely different show. That's like 8 episodes where they go into how they made it. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Because you know they used to do like special features. They do that now on Disney Plus, like within it. Yeah, because there was no money in it before.
That.
But now they need content, so they're doing it. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, go on.
I love it. Also, I heard James say that Mr. Boogity wasn't as scary as he remembered. Well, I think he rewatched the wrong one. Bride of Boogity is the sequel.
I've heard, yes. I got an email about Bride of Boogity. I haven't rewatched it. I just watched a clip. And I was like, this sucks.
All right. So maybe you just need to watch the
action. Mr. Boogity back. I thought he was murdered by a vacuum cleaner. Maybe the Bride of Boogity is coming for revenge.
Is the Bride of Boogity a vacuum cleaner?
I don't know. Maybe she comes out and she's like, where's my husband? Who left this vacuum cleaner out? And then she sees that his head's sticking out of it and he's dead. And she's like, oh my God.
And she's like,
revenge.
Yeah. Or she's just like, bloody hell, I wanted to vacuum. This
and now
is
my
annoying.
Husband's stuck in the vacuum cleaner.
Which is what would my reaction would just be. I need to bloody use this. Typical men.
Typical, am I right?
Getting bloody murdered by the vacuum cleaner rather than vacuuming.
Oh, man, that's my dream.
Would you rather be murdered by a vacuum cleaner or do the vacuuming?
How long am I murdered for?
Well, permanently. But you just said you wanted to be dead.
Yeah, I'll do that one then.
All right. Anyway, back to Alex's email. They just added The Bride of Boogity last month. So don't watch it. It will bring back your childhood nightmares. Okay, keep up the great work. Thanks, Alex O.
You know,
thank
now,
you, Alex O.
If somebody, if like there was a Mr. Boogity and was in our house and he's like, I've come to do spooky things.
Yes.
I'd just fucking crack his head with a baseball bat.
Oh,
mate.
God.
I'd kill that guy.
That's all right. Well, you do have a baseball bat, so I do. Lucky.
Don't come in here spooking my family. I'll beat you to death.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a terrible way to end the show.
I think so. Anyways, especially in like light of everything that's happening in the world, what am I even doing?
Why would you say that?
I don't
know.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize in advance. Yeah. No, he's a bad guy. He's like a murderer. He's a child murderer.
Everyone's got problems.
No, fuck him. What are you, Mr. Boogity Defender?
I just think that everyone should be kind. Including Mr. Boogity.
Including him.
Spread the love.
We got to go.
All right. See, we've been That Suggestible Pod. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all the places. Thank you to Rob Collings who edits this show because he is long-suffering and he has bloody supported us through this whole bloody baby ride.
He certainly has.
Thank you, my friend. You are a star. Okay. We will see you, hear you, talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.